GM offers an ironic confirmation of Marxist logic. According to orthodox Marxism, the capitalist system becomes fascist as its internal contradictions get the better of it. As a theory of political economy, this analysis falls apart. But at the retail level, there's an undeniable truth to it. Industries that once had a proudly free market stance suddenly sprout arguments in favor of protectionism, industrial policy, and strategic competitiveness once they find that they can't hack it in the market. The steel and textile industries, certain automobile companies, Chrysler in the 1980s, GM today, and vast swaths of agriculture claim that the state and business should be partners at precisely the moment it's clear they can no longer compete. They quickly become captives of politicians seeking to protect jobs or donations or both. These last-gasp capitalists do the country a great disservice by skewing the political climate toward a modified form of national socialism and corporatism. They're fleeing the rough and tumble of capitalist competition for the warm embrace of "it takes a village economics," and Hillary Clinton calls it progress. Look, for example, at which agricultural sectors lobby the government most and which tend to leave it alone. Big sugar growers in the Midwest and Florida have spent millions to protect their industry from foreign and domestic competition precisely because they are so uncompetitive. And the return on their investment has been huge. In 1992, a handful of sugar refiners gave then New York Senator Al D'Amato a mere $8,500 in campaign contributions. In return, D'Amato successfully supported a tariff rebate to the sugar industry worth $365 million, a return of about 4,000,000%. The sugar industry accounts for 17% of all agricultural lobbying in the United States. Meanwhile, apple growers, like most fruit and vegetable farmers, spend relatively little lobbying for subsidies because their industry is competitive. But they do have to lobby the government to keep it from subsidizing uncompetitive farmers who might try to move into the fruit and vegetable market. There's no sector of the American economy more suffused with corporatism than agriculture. Indeed, both Democrats and Republicans are decidedly fascistic when it comes to the family farmer, pretending that their policies are preserving some traditional, folkish lifestyle, while in reality they're subsidizing enormous corporations. But corporatism is only part of the story. Just as corporations were enmeshed in the larger Nazi Gleichschaltung, supposedly right-wing big business is central to the progressive coordination of contemporary society.